The search was suspended yesterday. Mesa County Sheriff Stan Hilke says it's too dangerous to continue looking for the missing men at this time.
We have suspended search operations with regards to anybody actually on the slide itself. It's still determined to be unsafe.
The three men are 51-year-old Clancy Nichols, his 24-year-old son Danny Nichols, and 47-year-old Wes Hawkins. The elder Nichols works for Mesa County's Road and Bridge Department. At a press conference yesterday, the sheriff described them as ranchers. The men were checking on conditions in the area when the slide hit on Sunday and haven't been heard from since. Sheriff Hilke says the families understand the situation. For now, experts are keeping a close eye on a pond that is developing next to where the mudslide started.
And it's causing us major concern with another potential of a major earthen slide that would come down this existing slide.
So officials are focused on figuring out when the next slide could happen and how to protect people living in the area. Also yesterday, a geologist with the Colorado School of Mines, Jonathan White, said there was a landslide in this area before and much of the landscape is slide prone.
Our biggest concern right now upon the photo recon we did is that the entire slide did not all go at the same time.
Sheriff Hilke said he consulted with search and rescue officials in Washington State, where dozens died in a big slide earlier this spring.
We learned a lot from them about what to look for initially, but we're now discovering the differences between us and that community and the type of slide it is.
The Mesa County slide is so big, it'll be difficult to do search operations like the ones in Washington, even once the landscape is deemed stable. Officials also said yesterday they don't believe oil and gas operations in the area could have contributed to the flow of mud and water. Elise Thatcher, Aspen Public Radio News.